You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey there, membershipers. You are listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of the Membership Geeks and Membership Academy, and this is the number one podcast for growing a successful membership business. And today, I've got a little bit of a rant brewing, but it is a helpful rant, I promise you. And before I pull out my soapbox, if you are a long-term listener of the show, if it's helped you out in any way, I would so appreciate if you would take a moment of your time to leave a nice positive rating and review to both let me know that I'm doing my job right and I'm helping you with your membership, but also to help us reach more people. The more reviews we get, the more our podcast gets out there, the more memberships we can help to grow in the right way. And if you're brand new to this show, make sure you hit the subscribe button in your podcast app so you do not miss a single installment of proven practical tips and advice on growing your membership business. All right, today I want to talk about probably one of the most damaging pieces of marketing advice. And you can't see me right now, but I'm using air quotes for the word advice, that has been coming out of the sleazier corners of the internet marketing world for years. And this is the idea that you have to use scarcity in order to sell. If you don't have some sort of deadline, if you don't have some sort of pressure, countdown timers, doors are closing at midnight, if you don't have that going on, people will not buy from you. That in order to make the sale, you need to use tactics that make your customers feel like if they don't act right now, they're going to miss their one and only chance to change their life forever. And this is harmful marketing advice. I'm so tired of seeing it, because here's the thing. You really don't need scarcity to sell, and you absolutely do not need it to grow your membership. Now, this whole outdated, gimmicky, sleazy marketing strategy when it comes to memberships manifests itself with the closed door approach. So this is where you only make it possible for people to enroll in your membership once, twice, maybe three times a year, but at all of the times, the doors are closed. Now, there are circumstances where a closed door model is not just effective, but is actually probably the best way to go. And that's something I've talked about on this show before. However, the people who promote this fringe approach don't talk about those circumstances where closing the doors is better for the members. They talk about it purely from a marketing point of view. If you tell people the doors are closing, if you exert that pressure, so if they don't act right now, they're going to miss this big opportunity, that's the way to sell, and that's how you need to do it. And I recently read one of the main proponents of this strategy saying, you know, if people don't buy right now, if you don't put that pressure on, you don't give them a deadline, then they'll just put it off. They'll just wait. And why is that a problem? When it comes to a membership where you're open all the time, where your membership is a long-term business model, why is it a problem if someone waits until it's a smarter time, a better time for them to join your membership? Yes, it means you don't get the sale today, but guess what? Today you'll get the sale from the person who came into your marketing funnel a month or two ago, who didn't join right away because you didn't push them and pressure them into making a buying decision before they were ready. So that whole argument, that whole strategy falls apart. And in fact, if you're running a membership, relying too heavily or only relying on scarcity tactics for marketing can backfire in a big way. So let's dig into why. So first off, let's be clear. Scarcity marketing isn't evil. It's not inherently bad. We know it can work, and under the right circumstances, it's a great tool to utilize. But here's the problem. It can become a crutch, a default, a shortcut that people are told that they have to use, especially when launching their membership. And it's just not true. This notion that if you're not pressuring people, if you're not bringing in some sort of false scarcity, people would not have a compelling reason to join your membership. Like, listen how stupid that sounds. If someone would not join your membership without that gimmick, without that pressure, without that ticking clock, is that really something you once said about your membership? Is that really something you feel about your membership? That you can only sell it if you pressure people? The urgency to join your membership shouldn't come from some arbitrary deadline or some daft countdown timer. It should come from your product. The urgency should come from having a compelling product that people just have to have. From the fact that what you offer helps people solve a real problem. From the fact that your membership delivers genuine ongoing value and results. From the trust that you built with your audience, not the pressure you are putting on them. Think about your last 10 purchases you made. How many of those required a ticking clock, a deadline, in order for you to make that purchase? And how many did you buy because you just wanted it? Because it was appealing, because it solved a problem, it addressed a need that you had there and then. If I have a headache and I go to a pharmacy and I pick up a packet of painkillers, am I going to look at that and say, oh, well, you know, these painkillers are available all of the time, so, oh, I suppose I'll just wait. No, I have a problem. There is a solution that is available to me when I need it. I will take that solution there and then. The urgency doesn't need to be manufactured. The urgency comes from having a product that helps solve a real problem. This whole closed door model is a fringe strategy, but let's talk about it. This idea that your membership should only be open for enrollment a couple of times a year, because this is the vehicle that is most talked about as the ultimate way to leverage scarcity marketing, and scarcity marketing being the only real effective way to sell a membership. So if you're not familiar, as I said before, the closed door model means your membership is only available for people to join for a very short window, 5 days, 7 days, maybe a couple of weeks, but then you shut the doors and no one can join until the next launch. And this model, for the last 9 or 10 years, it's been suggested that this is some secret formula, this counterintuitive magic marketing strategy that will create the urgency, that boosts conversions, that will make your launch feel special and all of that. But this is what you need to know. It's not a normal approach. This is not mainstream. The most popular memberships in the world across every industry do not use this strategy for good reason. It's a fringe strategy used by a very small percentage of membership owners and popularized by people who had courses to sell and needed to convince the world that they had some secret formula. And this is the supposed secret formula. And most of the people who are pushing it, they're not actually running memberships. They're selling courses. This model, that deadline model, that scarcity, is designed for course launches. That's when it makes sense. Courses that have a fixed start date, a limited cohort, and a curriculum that runs from A to B. But memberships, on the other hand, are open and ongoing. They thrive on momentum. They're built around people joining when the member is ready, not when you decide to open the doors. Members join on their time, not on yours. Why would you turn people away? Again, here's that simple thought experiment. Imagine someone stumbles on your podcast or blog. They love your content. You've helped them with a real problem. They check out your site. They're ready to join your membership. And you tell them, sorry, the doors are closed right now. Please come back again in 3 months. What? They're ready now. They're motivated now. They're looking for help now. And you're turning them away? Why? Because some guru told you it would create FOMO. You know what's better than creating FOMO? Creating sales. This is not strategy, it's self-sabotage. Because let's be real, most people won't come back later. They'll find someone else. They'll move on. Again, I've got that blistering headache. I go to a pharmacy, they don't have painkillers. Do I sit outside and wait until they restock? No. I find somewhere else that can actually solve my problems, that has an accessible, available solution. And your potential members will do that too. You just potentially lost someone who would be great for your community. not because they weren't ready, not because they weren't the right fit, but because you weren't ready. Most buying decisions do not rely on scarcity. Think about how you make decisions as a customer. When you need a new phone, when you want to enroll in a course, when you need to buy a new pair of shoes, do you wait around for the doors to open? No, you buy it when you're ready, when you've done your research, felt good about the decision, you trust the provider. The same is true for your potential members. They don't need to be rushed. They don't need to be pressured. To assume that they do is insulting to them, and it insults you too, because it suggests the only way you could convince people to join is through your marketing trickery, not through having a quality, compelling product. Your potential members need to feel confident that your membership is the right fit for them and that you will meet them when they are ready and walk that journey with them. But if your entire sales strategy hinges on act now or else, then you're not giving people time to actually evaluate, trust, and commit. And that is not a great way to start a long-term relationship, which is exactly what a membership is supposed to be. Now, let's say someone does join your membership because of scarcity, because of a countdown timer or a false urgency push. They weren't 100% sure. Maybe they didn't have the funds there and then, but they were pressured because the clock was ticking. They put it on a credit card or what have you. What happens next? Well, often when someone is pressured into joining through false scarcity, they usually get buyer's remorse. Once that pressure is eased, once the hype dies down and you shouting at them that they have to join now stops, they regret their decision. They don't engage fully because they weren't truly ready. They are not at the right point in the buying process, in the customer journey. You rush them. You force them to fast track. You force them to shortcut. And sure, sometimes there are some people who need that extra little nudge. But that cannot be the entirety of your strategy. If someone joins your membership before they're ready, they're not going to engage. They're not going to get results from it because they're not in a position to do that. And they're more likely to cancel quickly or ask for a refund because they did not join on their terms, they joined on yours. And that almost never ends well. Great members are the ones who join because they trust you. They believe in what you offer and they are ready to get results. You don't need a gimmick for that. You need a great product, solid messaging, and a membership that supports them from day one. Here's the kicker. You can create urgency without fake scarcity. It all starts by making your membership genuinely relevant to your audience. If someone lands on your website, your membership solves a real problem they're facing right now, that's urgency. If your content has helped them already and they want more support, that's urgency. If your membership is aligned with what they need, and you're showing up consistently, building trust and delivering value, that is urgency. You don't need a countdown timer to create that kind of motivation. Let the urgency come from the members' needs, not your marketing tactics. And if your members' needs are not urgent enough, that speaks to a deeper problem with your membership. Either not fully understanding your audience's needs, their problems, their pain points, or simply trying to serve the wrong audience. And think about it. If somebody does come to your website and they see that they cannot join for another 3 or 4 months and they are willing to wait around until then, what does that tell you about how big of a priority solving their problem actually is? How urgent is that problem for them if they're willing to forego a solution for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? Does that sound like the kind of person you want to attract? But still, it's hard to shout out, hard to drown out those loud voices who talk about how scarcity will convert better. And you know what? Quite often, marketing tactics that apply pressure, that manipulate your potential members with false scarcity or leaning too heavily on scarcity quite often will convert very well in the short term. You will see a big influx of members during your limited open period if you have a closed door membership. If you have a deadline for any sort of promo campaign, you will see a spike. Of course that's going to happen. And those numbers are seductive. Absolutely. What we often forget is those numbers are always big because that's the only time to join. Because you're getting 6 months or a year's worth of signups all within 1 week. But absolutely, scarcity can increase conversions. But then what happens? What happens next? Is a higher conversion rate worth it for your refund rates to go up, for churn to kick in at a higher level because you brought the wrong people? Because you've got members who join because of pressure, not because of fit. What does that do to your community dynamic? And if you find yourself trapped in that constant launch cycle where you have to manufacture urgency over and over and over again, that's going to see trust in your audience eroding. And every single time you open the doors and people don't join or they don't respond to that urgency, they don't respond to that scarcity, then the quality of your audience that is left in terms of their likelihood of buying is just diminishing. Almost every single membership that I see using the closed door model experiences those diminishing returns. But for the first year or so, it looks like the right way to go, but it's not great long term. When your membership is always open, your marketing is built on trust and relevance rather than scarcity, you build a healthier business. You might grow a little slower, but you grow more sustainably with better members, better retention, and way less stress. And again, we're not just talking about the closed door membership model. Any sort of false scarcity is going to need you to consider things like this. But of course, with memberships, the scarcity element is almost always centered around closing the doors. I've spoken before about why I don't like the closed door model, but this is bigger than that. It's tackling the notion that unless you are using scarcity, you are in some way unable to market to your full potential. Totally ignores the reality of what having a scarcity-centered marketing strategy can do in terms of damage to your membership. Here's what works long-term for membership growth, and I know this to be true from a decade plus of experience with multi-million dollar memberships, tens of thousands of students coming through our academy. And here's a spoiler, it's not a gimmick. First thing, keep the doors open. Let people join when they're ready. Don't make them jump through hoops or wait around for some fake deadline. Number two, educate and nurture your audience. Use your content, your podcast, emails, free resources to show people how you help and why your membership is the logical next step. Number three, use real urgency, but do it smartly, do it sparingly. When you increase your price, when you have a limited time bonus, a trial, early access to new features, legitimate forms of urgency, if they're real, use them strategically, not constantly. And number four, focus on outcomes. Your best sales tool is results. People want to talk about how the most powerful marketing tool in your arsenal is scarcity. It's not. It's real results, because ultimately that is what your audience want. They want results. They want solutions. They want a transformation. They want progress. That is your secret sauce. That's your secret formula. Not some nonsense deadline, some ill thought out closed door model, false scarcity, countdown timers and all that sort of stuff. Case studies, testimonials, stories, real proof that your membership delivers what it promises. That's where the urgency comes from. That's what gets people to join. That's what keeps them around. You do not need scarcity marketing to grow your membership. You don't need fake urgency. You don't need to close the doors, set timers, or create artificial pressure. Your membership isn't a fire sale. It's not a panic buy. It's a long-term solution, a community and a commitment from both sides. And that means people need time to make the decision, to build trust, to feel confident, and to actually be ready to make the most of what your membership offers. So don't rush them. Don't manipulate them. Just serve them and be there when the time is right. Because that approach, that's how you build a business that lasts in the membership world. All right, I'm going to kick away that soapbox. I hopefully have made my point. If you're sick of the hype, if you just want to grow your membership the smart and sustainable way, you know where to find us. Come and join us inside Membership Academy. No fake scarcity, no closing of the doors, no dodgy countdown timers, just solid support, clear training, and a team who's been where you are. And guess what? We're open all the time, and we're ready when you're ready. That's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Even if you were already firmly in the camp of recognizing the absurdity of thinking that you have to utilize scarcity to market and grow your membership, even if you already knew that, I hope at least you found my ranting entertaining. But if you've been lured in, if you've been seduced by this suggestion that scarcity is some sort of magic wand for your marketing strategy, if you've been scared, essentially pressured, bullied by these so-called gurus into thinking that you have to close the doors, even though that little voice tells you this just doesn't really seem right, then I do hope today's episode has given a saner perspective and a bit of food for thought. That is it from me for this episode. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'll be back again very soon with another installment of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.